Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we're going to be doing part 138 on how to have God's life living in you, and this is program 240. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will give you four different ways on how to order it at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape copy. It's free of charge. Postage and handling will be taken care of by us. It's right. Okay, and so we're going to be doing a series now of, we're going back in a blast into the past with some of the different persecutions this church has gone through. Now, there's a lot of churches that are sitting very smugly in neighborhoods and even in the ghettos and in the metropolitan area of towns and cities, and they've never received any persecution at all. And the Bible states all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And I believe that if you listen closely to these series of tapes or CDs, you'll see that I've been persecuted. And I'm not complaining because the Lord said, count it all joy. And I do. More than any other hundred or possibly even a thousand churches in this country. So people should judge me by what the Bible says. Now, some people are saying all the time that we human beings are not qualified to be able to judge people. That's right, we are not. But the Bible, you read the Bible and let God tell you how to judge things, and then in that way, you're able to judge who is godly and who is not godly. The Apostle Paul said, are we not we're going to actually judge the very angels ourselves. So are ye, in so many ways I'm paraphrasing, so small that you can't judge things among you? Now the Bible says, for don't you judge any man with your judgment. But he says we're able to judge all things by the word of God. And so, you know, the terrorists in the world are saying that you're not supposed to judge anybody, we're not qualified to do this. You're only qualified to judge if you know the Bible. So when people are judging me, I want to ask them, do you know the Bible well enough to judge me? And if you don't, then your judgment is for sure wrong. Because we are only allowed to judge people by the word of God, by what we're doing. So I'm going to... And this is why so many people have been intimidated to think that only the Antichrist government today has the right to judge people. But they don't judge rightly because what they do is use their own judgment. And they don't use the Bible at all because they hate the Bible. They're the very ones that want to take the Bible out of schools. And they've done a good job of that. And they want to take the Bible out of your hearts. They want to get the Bible out of your hands because the Bible tells people exactly how the Antichrist world government, run by the Antichrist world church, run by and bolstered and the propaganda organization, which is the media, exalts the Vatican, who is the world church, and that hates the Bible, and doesn't make any bones about telling you they hate Jews, they hate Christians. Now, the Roman Catholic cult, the Roman Catholic Empire, hates Jews, and they really hate Christians. They really hate Jews. Why do you suppose there's so much hatred toward the Jews? Well, the Bible tells us that that would happen because they're the ones that brought you the Bible. And that's the thing that the Roman Empire hates more than anything, the Antichrist. The Bible says that Satan sits in the city of the seven hills. That's Rome. I can go to any travel agency or to a ticket agency, you know, and order a ticket to the city of the seven hills, and they're going to give you a ticket to Rome. And that's where the Bible says that Satan's seat is, right there, the great city of the world. When I went to Rome, I looked at that city, and then and only then did it ever impact me that Rome wasn't built in a day. It's for sure. It looks like it took a million years to make that city. That place is awesome. I mean, even the trees are manicured. Everybody has statues. You know, it looked like somebody spent a lifetime carving this statue of angels coming out of this small house. And then when you're going to St. Peter's Basilica and to the Vatican, I mean, there's statues that look like they're 25 feet tall. And the whole earth is tiled with mosaic tile. And like it looks like they're made out of ivory. It's just incredible, that place. And so this is the great city of the earth, and the one that is dominating all people. I've been acquainted with five major presidents of the United States, and one of them was JFK, John Kennedy, Jack Kennedy. And I'm very familiar with his brother. So it was the Kennedys that wanted me to do their campaigns for him, to do the campaign for the entire Democratic Party. They chose me out of all the people on earth to do their campaign for him, and they really tried to muscle me to do it. And it was at that time that I thought, man, the real mafia is the government, because they really, they made the hair on the back of my head stand up, and I'm not a person that is easily frightened, because they were really twisting my arm to do it. And I told them no, because at that time I didn't know anything about politics. But and then Mr. Clinton wrote, Bill Clinton wrote about me in his book, he didn't say any bad things, but I'm going to do a series of things of that they've accused me of down through the years. They've accused me of more evil, this world government, the Antichrist government, then they accused of Hitler, because Hitler was one of their boys. They loved Hitler. The Vatican loved Hitler. Hitler was studying to be a Catholic priest. Okay, but I've gone through a lot of persecution. I've even done got a 6-year sentence to prison for something I didn't do. They put me in jail many times for things that I didn't do, and then I look at the scriptures and see how Paul was put in prison, all the prophets and the disciples were put in prison. And there's a bunch of these little churches out here in Arkansas that they say he's actually been put in prison, and he's been accused of this and that. Well, you know, Mary was accused of being a prostitute. So we shouldn't ever think about Mary. Why don't you Catholics stop praying to her? She was accused of being a prostitute. The mother of Jesus. Jesus they accuse of being a bastard. But you people are holier than Jesus and Mary, right? And you're holier than God himself. Because God impregnated Mary when she was about 11 years old. So you government idiots, you people that don't know the Bible, what you're going to have to do is get a hold of God. Now, you're going to have to get up there and cuff him and send him to prison for statutory rape. Okay? Because the Bible states that when a woman hits the time when she menstruates, that she can be married then. But, you know, the Pope, the homosexual church says they don't want anybody getting married until they're 18 years old. We want to make sure that they all become prostitutes. They all become, they have sex with all kinds of people before they get married so that their husband can have an unclean bride. Because they're homosexuals and child molesters. Now that came out in the news, but you know that's really hush-hush. So see, you see they have a double standard of judging things. If they do something, they cover it up. But if a Michael Jackson, who won his case, incidentally, is accused of child molestation, well, man, they just want to bury that guy. And if he was, well, you know, I'm not for homosexuality. The Bible condemns it tremendously. But the popes and the laity in the Catholic cult are 100% pro-homosexuality. They're the ones that have even made it possible for there to be same-sex marriages in the country today. But we're living in the end times, and the Bible says that people be lovers of their own selves more than lover than God. They don't love God. They hate God. The reason that they hate the Bible is because the Bible states that the Vatican is the great whore, the prostitute, the mother of every abomination on the face of this earth. So when you're talking about Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda is an abomination, right?
Right.
Okay, well, that's Vatican. Now, wouldn't it be more simple if you just read the Bible the way it is and you see, well, all these problems are happening in the world. Where is it coming from? Who's doing it? The Vatican. The Antichrist sitting in Rome. But you know, folks, the Antichrist is a battery of people. It's like a corporate body of millions of people that have been programmed. They've been mind-controlled by the media and the government to believe that the Bible is evil. And that their way, like homosexual, is fine, but being married is a sin. Worshipping God is horrible, but worshipping the Pope is fine. The Bible says that these people, this Antichrist, would make that which is evil good. In other words, abortion, murder. First degree murder is abortion. And it's starving people, like Terry Schiavo, on television right in front of everybody to make it look like, you know, that's the proper thing to do. That's murder. God says they're going to have to pay a penalty for that. And Bill Clinton, who murdered and stated that he takes full responsibility for murdering those little children, their mothers and their daddies in Waco. He says, I take full responsibility for that. His attorney general, who is a lesbian, says, and she takes full responsibility for it. They were fighting to take full responsibility for it because the Pope ordered that. That wasn't Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, right now there's a tabloid that's out that states that Clinton battles mental illness. He had 4 bypass operations for his evil deeds. And if you don't think that God punishes people, then you should read the Bible because he promises that he's going to punish people that do things like that. He says, don't you touch my people. Don't you touch my anointed. But people like Clinton that don't know the Bible and the Pope that doesn't, not only doesn't know the Bible, he hates the Bible, and so therefore he doesn't read it or know it. And he makes up his own judgments and decides to kill a bunch of innocent people. And a lot of people say, well, that's really bad, you know, over there. But think of the things that Clinton has done on top of this. He, under instructions from the Pope, bombed over 50 countries and murdered hundreds of millions of people. And it was our armed forces that did it. Because, you know, like, if he's taking orders from the Pope, and he claims that he did, and Bush, President Bush today, says that he takes orders from the Pope, and Hitler took orders from the Pope, and they all hate Jews very much, then these government agents are doing, and this army of ours is doing what the Pope says to do. They said, well, the Pope didn't tell us nothing, but no, but his president, his governor here in the United States did. And so you're doing what the Antichrist wants you to do, and therefore you need to repent. Now, you know, I really used to like Bill Clinton because we were buddies. There was a woman named Mrs. Rappaport that was saying that I had to get a license for a daycare license and everything, and I said, what for? And she'd bring armed guards up on our property in Georgia Ridge over near Dyer, Arkansas. And she says, because you have a daycare center. I said, no, I don't. I said, the mothers here at the church take care of their own children. Now, if you're going to make us, the mothers in this church, get a daycare license to take care of their own babies, then why don't you make everybody in the world, in the United States of America, get a daycare license to take care of their own children? If you people are short of money, fine, I'll give you a few bucks. And I wouldn't mind, because I had a whole... But they kept doing this, that I don't want to get a license. I put up hundreds of licenses that I had. I had licenses to open up 50 different hospitals. I had three Christian organizations. One was Music Square Church. The other one was Tony and Susan Lamo Christian Foundation, or Tony and Susan Lamo Foundation Incorporated. And the other one was 20th Century Holiness Tabernacle Church. I founded those with my wife, Susie. I am not on the board of directors or anything. I'm not one of the board of directors any longer. The church is, so there are other board of directors now. But we had those licenses on the wall. I had driver's licenses on the wall. I had certificates to do business in all 50 states on the wall. And then many other licenses, like truck licenses, because we had a little trucking firm at the time, and we had driver's license we had photographed and put on the wall. And so it used to be called the Sam Houston Room in our restaurant, and I took that sign and put the license room up above. Come on and eat dinner in our license room. See all the licenses that we have. And so I invited the press, and they said, Tony, you're too much. You make these idiots look like such fools. The government's such fools. And the government's been called so foolish and so evil down through the years that they have boycotted me from being on the air or even doing newspaper interviews. The only time they do a newspaper interview is when they are going to do a follow-up on it and then try to bring up some of this old stuff. They said that I had threatened a federal judge, that I was going to hang him. And there's a man putting up a piece of literature called Tony's Secrets. They're doing that because I put out a piece of literature called The Pope's Secrets. But the things I was saying about the Pope are really secrets. And the things that I'm telling you about the Vatican, the Antichrist, your enemy, your worst enemy and mine, is true. And they are secrets. But what he's putting out is things that everybody knows, because every time somebody accuses me of something, it hits the press. This affair of me, them saying that I wanted to kill a federal judge, they ballyhooed that. They ran that on such TV programs as A Current Affair. It's not a secret that they said that. And Unsolved Mysteries, and Hard Copy, and America's Most Wanted, and Sally Jesse Raphael. The Vatican used its media to do its dirty work and to paint me like I'm some kind of an evil person, when in fact all we've been doing is preaching the gospel, feeding, clothing, housing people, supporting churches, and supporting people that really love the Lord. And even people that don't love the Lord, they come to our church, they're welcome as the flowers in May to come in and get a free meal every night after the service. They have to listen to the service. We do so many things like that, and been doing it for 42 years. And before I was saved, my wife Susie was doing it 25 years before I ever was saved myself. And so it's no mystery. He put out this Eon, guy named Eon. He's a printer. He's putting out with the Cult Awareness Network. They're all part of it. And that's another Vatican enterprise to make it look like it's not the government attacking me, because the Constitution says that you're not to attack one church or one. The government is not to have anything to do with religion. And so they do it in a backhanded way to where people don't know that it's the government doing it. So they opened up an organization called the Cult Awareness Network, and they did their dirty work through there. And they started kidnapping people, and even the judges that are Catholic went along with it. They thought it was right to kill Jews. They think it's right to murder Christians. Absolutely. See, it wasn't just somebody that we don't know that killed the people at Waco and bombed the World Trade Center. It was the government under the instructions from the Pope. They also through propaganda. Now, propaganda is what the Vatican uses to mold your brain. Everything that you know is worthless. It's like chaff. They sow chaff into you. Like when a person is going to have a baby, the husband sows seed into the wife. And that's why they call talking intercourse. Because a talker is like putting things into your ear. Hitler and Goebbels says that words are better than bombs. And they know that. They know that before they can destroy a church or a person that they want to get, what they do is they propagandize them. They mold your thinking. They tell you, this guy wanted to hang a judge. But I won that case. They don't say in their literature that I won that case. They just said, Tony Alama wanted to hang a judge. They couldn't prove it in court. A jury totally acquitted me. They said, it's just false. And they said that I was a child abuser, but they don't ever show the newspaper articles we have that show Alamo, they dropped the charges on it because they knew that they could not make it stick. And they say that, you know, you're married to 100 women. Prove it! Okay, this is propaganda, this molding your brains. They knew that in order to destroy something where they can come in and kill you, they have to paint you as worse than Adolf Hitler. And so that's what they're doing. Now, I could, you know, go on and on for years, but what we're going to do is they tried to say that I set up a voting thing in Dyer, Arkansas, a little Arkansas town. And I want to mention, too, that Bill Clinton is from Arkansas, and he, most people know that he stated that there's a lot of cults. This will teach you people to not join a cult. Well, to the Vatican, to the Antichrist, anything other than the Antichrist or the Vatican or Roman Catholicism or the Roman Empire is a cult. And so the little churches and the people that are not deep in the Lord, the people that never get persecuted because they're not offensive to the devil, what they do, they join in with them. And there's the little church out in near Falk, Arkansas, that's putting flyers out saying that he was accused of this and you should never put your children in the hands of a Tony Alamo type person because he's been accused of child abuse. But first of all, I don't want nobody ever puts children in my hands. I don't deal with the children in the church outside of preach the gospel to them. And so, see, this is like a propaganda thing to make it look like I've got a bunch of children in my house and I don't even see the kids. As a matter of fact, I don't even have a house. I have a room in the office. There's a bed inside there and I sleep on it whenever I, have to go to sleep. Yeah, there's a little bathroom in there where I take a shower now and then. Hopefully I can take one, you know, once a year, whether I need it or not. Just joking, okay? So, and then they said that I would kidnap somebody. And we have a piece of literature here where the man that they said I kidnapped him, they wanted to get me and put me in the electric chair or the gas chamber or whatever they do in the state of Arkansas, the people that kidnap people. But the man that they said it confessed it completely. And we have a piece of literature here that he wrote that completely states that they lied. Channel 40 in Fort Smith was in on it. The district attorney, what was his name?
Ron Fields.
Was the one that begged him to bring charges of that I kidnapped him when actually I put him out of the church because he wouldn't work. Why would I kidnap somebody? You know, give me a good reason. I don't think that even Hitler kidnapped anybody. You know, why on earth, with all the people I am the pastor over throughout the world, would I want to kidnap Scotty, a person that nobody liked in the church, and I had to take him into my... office and to hide him from the people, because there were some bad people in our church. I mean, they don't love the brethren. They hate him. And the Bible says, if you hate your brother, the love of God is not in you. And the love of God is the Lord God himself, the Lord Jesus Christ with the Father by the Spirit. And so anyone that hates or brings false accusations about people or lies or steals or commits adultery or fornication or is a lesbian or a homosexual in a church, they are liars. And all these people that have been bringing all these accusations against me are liars. They love to be with the Vatican because they want to see the person that is telling them what the Bible says, that they'll go to hell if they sin. They want to see us buried. It's like different people in the Bible that says we hate the prophet. We hate him, and therefore we want to kill him. Kill Tony. Kill Tony. Even John Peeler, we did a piece of literature on him. He stated that the government was wanted to pay him because I was exposing them so much that the government wanted to, they hired him. He was an undercover FBI agent and a BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms agent, and he took part in Waco. He took part in the federal building and blowing it up in Oklahoma City, and he also took part in undermining the World Trade Center. And he stated the president was in on it because the president is a puppet of the Pope. They state in these articles on presidents that they're the most powerful man in the world. No, they're not. Ronald Reagan told me he was a puppet for the Pope. They're not powerful at all. Sure, the Pope will tell him, pick up the phone and have him arrested. And then they have to obediently do what the Pope says. And so they have you arrested, and it makes it look like the president is powerful because he is a servant of the Pope, not a servant of the people of the United States of America. This country is supposed to be run of, by, and for the people, but only according to the Word of God. If they're saying that we should run the country different than what the Bible says, well, then they're not to be in office. You shouldn't even vote for a person like a Clinton that has oral sex in his in the Oval Office. But what the Vatican is doing is they want you to lose respect for the United States of America, and that gives them reason to give our automobile industry over to Japan and our clothing industry over to China and Germany and other nations. It's just amazing to me that the people don't know how evil Satan is, and that why they don't believe. If you read the Bible, they would hopefully believe that what God said about this huge government complex run by the Vatican, the Roman Empire. The media is the mouth of Satan. Why you would not believe what God says, because it says it all throughout the Bible. But we're living in the last days, and John, the divine one, the one that wrote the book of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the book of Revelation, there's a song that was written, and I sang it with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet, so I'm going to give you a little breather. I'm trying to expose all this propaganda that's been stated about me, because they know in order to destroy a person, they have to propagandize them so much that the general public believes that this person is so evil. That's what they did about this Saddam Hussein. He has weapons of mass destruction. He's like a Hitler. He's an evil person. Anytime they're doing that, I got to figure that the guy is good. Sure, they're always able to find a few people that will say, yeah, he's evil, because it's their own people in that same country that's saying that. Every time that I was taken into court, they would not let me talk on TV to give my side of the story. It's just some airhead female news announcer that says, and, you know, Vashar Alamo, the government is saying that he did this and that and this and that, and you're there. They look like they're interviewing you, and your mouth is going... You don't hear any sound coming out of your mouth. And so it's a setup. Even in court, they say, you cannot bring any witnesses in, because if you do, we're going to bring a string of liars in against you. They want to influence the jury so that they make a bad judgment against me. But anyway, here I am with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet by singing I, John, Psalm, Mighty Woman. Here we go.
Well, I just saw my number way up in the middle of the air. I just saw my number way up in the middle of the air. Mighty woman, I just saw my number way up in the middle of the air. I just saw my number way up in the middle of the air. When there were three gates singing boys, there were three gates singing the way has been. Three gates singing the north, three gates singing the south, and that made 12 gates to the city, four square wide. Hallelujah, come from my new will, I challenge somebody now, but where in the middle of the year, will I challenge somebody now, but where in the middle of the year. Oh, John, and declare, you saw a man, there 12 burning stars in his right hand, with his eyes flashed by like the burning sun. Oh, John, let's go, and he wanted to run, oh, he wanted to run, but his feet wouldn't go, and his stuff starts to run, and I got to bring it so on. We heard a voice, I said, John, take a look, but you see, and they by the book, I saw 12 angels in the east. 12 angels in the west. 12 angels in the north. 12 angels in the south. 48 angels in the city. 4 square wide. Hallelujah. God, the body knows it all. Somebody knows. Way up in the middle of the air. I've done.
Mighty ho, and away we go. That was Tony Alamo singing, I, John, praise the Lord, glory, hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we're going to read a few scriptures here now. But first, I'm going to pray that God will anoint this rest of this service. Father, we thank and praise your holy name, because the truth always wins. You are the truth. You're the way, the truth. You're the way to heaven. You're the truth to how to get into heaven. And you are the only life. There's no other way on the face of this earth that a person can receive immortal life but going through you. And you are the Word of God. So if people are denying the Word of God, saying that the things that are in the Bible have changed, you said you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we ask that you anoint everything, the Bible reading, and that you open up my mind and anoint me with your Spirit. Let everything that I say be directly from you, as you do and have done in the past on these broadcasts. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray that the souls out in the world will be saved, and that the church will be strengthened and edified and know how to handle the false things that people are saying about them. I really don't see, Father, that much persecution in any other church on the face of this earth. I see people destroying, murdering Christians in China, and that's what it's getting to be here in the United States. And I see them murdering them in the Arab countries. I see them doing that in Africa and India. But Lord, maybe I'm sure that the things that you're leading me to do will help those people in some way. Lord, I ask that all these things take place in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, if I were in the church building at the time that I do these, instead of in my studio, if I did these during these messages, you'd hear a mighty amen. But I do these in the studio because, there's babies crying and all kinds of things going on in the church, and I just don't want to, I want you to be able to concentrate on the gospel and the things that the Lord commands me to say to you, rather than to hearing baby cries and people getting up and things like that. So we're going to read a few scriptures here. And where are those scriptures at?
This is 2 Timothy chapter 3.
Okay, let's get on with it.
This know also.
This the Lord wants you to know also. Because the Holy Spirit wants you to know this very much. Go ahead.
That in the last days perilous times shall come.
So we're living in perilous times. And let's hear what is so perilous.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Okay, that's the most perilous thing in this world, is when you people love yourself so much that you're unwilling to take up the cross and follow the Lord Jesus Christ to get you out of the comfort zone of your house. And do as Buster did, go to Africa, where he said the stench is so bad that you can't hardly stand it, and his wife. His wife, virtually a new Christian, went there, and she's they're not really poor people. They have a very fine house, they have business, and they make good money, and they eat good food. They go to the best restaurants, and they went there, and they said that they, and we have tapes, videotapes on what happened there. They were boiling food, these poor black people over there, in water that had dung floating around it and everything. But now, since Buster was there, we knew that there was a lot of phonies that were requesting Bibles and things, and we, after Buster got there, he found out that some of the phonies were selling these Bibles in the streets for $50 a piece. And I said, well, how do they get that money? They're so poverty-stricken over there. He says, well, there's prostitutes. They sell themselves for 25 cents. He said they also sell chewing gum in the streets and little odds and ends that you would buy at Walmart or something. The people there that distribute to them, and they sell it. And then they said, the soup and everything is just like horrible. It's like sewer that they're cooking it in. Well, since Buster was there, we found two really good churches out of 100. 98 of them were phonies. They were just taking money from us. And so that trip really paid for itself because we were able to eliminate those people. Anyone that would use the gospel to take money from people that really need it, there's got to be an extra heavy fire for them in the pit of hell and the lake of fire. Because they are really phonies. And so the two groups of people, one of them is 55,000 people, and the other one, I don't know how many, it's about half that amount across the road from them. We have gotten them water now, and they didn't even have bathrooms. No bathrooms, but now we have bathrooms for them. We hooked them up with electricity. They had no electricity at all when it got dark outside. All they had to do is just go to bed. And they were murdering people. We have pictures of Buster brought back of people that they're murdering on the streets and everything because people want money. There's a merchant marine. I was in prison because of false accusations, propaganda of the Vatican, the World Council of Churches, the, if you want to call them churches, the Bible calls them cult, but they're really ready to call anyone that's really doing a work for the Lord a cult. Well, we're sending them $1,000 worth of food every week. And they say, don't send any more because it's rice and things like that. If you send any more, they'd kill us. So I was going to send them, whatever we could, $10,000, $5,000 a week or something like that. And he says, oh, God, don't do that. That's why I know they're for real, because they only want $1,000 a week, and it may be increased up to $1,500 now because they started out with just a few people, but it's quadrupled by now. Before Buster left, it actually tripled, and he believes that it's now quadrupled or even more than that. They were serving like 40 kids, 30 kids, and it went up to 120 when they found out that there was food there. And if they found out they had money laying around, they would go in there and kill them for it. And there was a merchant marine that I was in prison with. I was in there because they railroaded me into prison on false IRS charges. I've been in court over 100 times on false charges, and they never made any one of the charges stick, except when President, the elder President Bush, picked up the phone and called IRS and told them to get me or else I'll get you. Because they're just as frightened as the truth that I bring out about them. The only reason I'm fighting them is they don't stop fighting me because I'm preaching the gospel. I wouldn't be telling who your enemy is and my enemy was if they weren't attacking me or the gospel. But I've been called to defend the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm called to resist Satan, and he'll flee from me. I resist him. Now, President Bush sent me 17 emails wanting me to instruct him on how to bring about peace in the Middle East. 17 emails, and I have them here. I just took them to the mayor of Falk. He says, "Do you have those emails?" I said, "Yes, sir, I do." He says, "Could you bring them over here?" And I've never been to the mayor's office. I've always sent people over there, but I got so angry at what this little church over here, it's a oneness church. They believe in baptizing in the name of Jesus only, because it says it in the book of Acts. But what they don't realize, they're not deep in the scriptures to know that before that they were just baptizing people in the name of the Lord of God, the Holy Spirit. Of course, Jesus is God. But Jesus said, "Baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And so the Jews that they are winning to the Lord never baptized in the name of Jesus. So they say what they are saying now, baptize in the name of Jesus. In other words, in the name of the Father, the Son, and Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. That's what that means. But they just make a religion out of one phrase that they don't fully understand. And so when I told it to the people over there at that church, they got real angry and put out a flyer on me, and I've got a copy of it right here, where they're telling me, read what the top line says here.
The truth about Tony Alamo and his followers. Get the knowledge and protect Falk.
And protect Falk of me, okay? Go ahead and read a couple of lines of this.
Short biography. 1970s, he had a strong interest in show business.
That's ridiculous. I was in show business before, in the 60s, the 50s, I've been in show business all my life until 1964, when I was saved, when I had supernatural experiences with the Lord. I hadn't even listened to the radio, watched TV, or anything in the 70s. I was so deep into the ministry, it was unbelievable. So this, coming from a pastor, what's the name of their church? Here in Falk, Arkansas, and this man is sitting on the city council. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I even have a Beatles album that I received from Pete Best of the Beatles that I've never sold because I want people to know that I'm not in the ministry for the money. And it says that I received interest in show business in the 70s when already I've been in the ministry for 10 years. Okay, then what is he saying?
He took Alamo as his stage name for his singing career.
I took the stage name. I was 30 years old when I went into the ministry. And in 70-something, when they're saying I was 40 years old, I took the name Tony Alamo when I was 15 years old. 14, 15 years old, somewhere in that area. And so they're making it look, this liar that calls himself a pastor. It's the Oneness Church. Doesn't anybody remember the name of that church? Nobody does. Okay. Doesn't matter. It's just this. And what's the other Fairlane Church out here? They're the ones, too, and they're part of a mob that's meeting tonight. You know, to come and we got to get rid of this, get Alamo out of town. I don't get out of town easy, friend. And you know, what happened to President Clinton is going to happen to you because the Bible says so. And if you people want to read the Bible and receive it as it really is, you'll know that. Then what?
Real name, Bernie Lazar Hoffman.
That, they said, is the truth. I was born Bernie Lazar Hoffman, and I changed my name to Tony Alamo because of a suggestion of a person that was my manager, my agent. Okay, and then what else?
1985, he targeted the Pope and then President Ronald
Reagan.
No,
I didn't target them. They targeted me. The Department of Labor wanted me to start writing checks after I won Susie and I won all these hippies to the Lord, they wanted me to write checks for all of them. And here we built homes for them. We fed them, clothed them, housed them. We paid for the babies to be born. We opened schools for them and everything. And they come up against us in this Mrs. Rappaport, and they said, we need daycare centers. And they came against me like you can't believe, ever since I've been saved. So I didn't target the Vatican. I preached the gospel from the Bible. It's the Lord that targets the Vatican. Amen?
Amen.
And it's the Bible that's targeting God and God's children. Okay? That's what the truth of the matter is. And then what else does this supposed to be church say?
He targeted the Pope and then President Ronald Reagan, calling them Antichrist devils.
What? Right, because like I thought, now Ronald Reagan sent a friend of his, or his attorney, to our church in Los Angeles and stated, Ronald Reagan wants to commend you and your wife for cleaning up Los Angeles. Have really gotten a lot of people off of drugs, and you stop the people, these renegades here in L.A., from burning the town down like they did Detroit. And so Reagan, I thought, was our friend. And so then Raymond A. Donovan, the head of the Department of Labor, wanted me to write checks for everybody, these hippies, after we built all these places for them in schools, and they took us into court to do that. And so I called Herb Ellingswood after Reagan became president. And I says, Herb, here's what Raymond A. Donovan's doing to us. I'm being pulled into court. Can you get to the president? He knows I'm a good guy. And can you tell him what they're doing? I mean, no other church in the world they're doing this to. No other church, 1,000 churches in the world, 100,000, 1,000,000 churches in the whole world is being told to do this. He says, I'm having breakfast with the president in the morning, and I'll call you as soon as I get out, away from him. So he calls me the next morning and says, Tony, the president says that he can't do anything about Raymond A. Donovan. He's just a puppet of the Vatican. He says, you can do way more than he can because you're not a puppet. You're, like, free to do what God tells you to do. And he says, Ronald Reagan told you, keep up the good work. Okay? Now, I'm sure if Ronald Reagan was alive, he got Parkinson's disease or something, he'd say, I don't remember. You know, like he said over the press. But this is what... But I think Herb Ellingsworth is still alive. Whether he'd tell the truth or not, I have no idea. But I'm telling you the truth. So I didn't target them. They targeted me, wanting me to do things that no other church on the face of this earth does. Why? Then I started saying, see, you people think you're attacking a little country church, but you're making me so angry. What you've done is opened up, you've woke up a sleeping giant, because I'm never going to stop on you weasels. They tried to drag my wife's dying wife, she was in a coma. This judge in Little Rock, Arkansas, tried to drag her out of the Oral Roberts Hospital. And Dr. Hogue over there stated, don't take her. She's not going to be alive even in the morning. She'll be dead then. And so they finally, he got on the phone with the judge and said, okay, we'll wait until tomorrow. And she did die. April 8th, 1982. Who's targeting who? Okay, so this weasel that calls himself a pastor is putting this stuff out on me. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know all these things. Okay, then what else?
1985, a federal grand jury charged DeLamo with filing false income tax return and failing to file a return the following 3 years.
But that's not true, because, first of all, we were tax exempt. Secondly, even if we weren't, I wouldn't have owed the government anything, because we give out so much money to people. The people here in Falk, Arkansas know that. I paid $60,000. I donated that to Falk for their park, because a lot of people here in the town don't have any money. They don't have any recreational place to go. And I did that. And then we gave $5,000 to them for the jaws of life. In case somebody got in an accident over here, they'd be able to get them out of the act, because the jaw breaks the car open so you can get the victim out. And then also before that, during the ice storm, we gave them $5,000. We got a generator for them over here. for $5,000 a week rental to get their lights and their water turned back on. This we did after they closed one of the brothers and sisters' grocery store over here. Why did I do it? Because the Bible says, overcome evil by doing good. Okay? And the Lord told me to do that. And since then, we were really, you know, admired by a lot of people in the area and in Texarkana. Then what?
1989, he claimed his dead wife could be resurrected by him and his followers.
Okay, they also stated that I put her in a glass casket. Do you have that letter that says how her burial was? Get that real fast. Okay, she was not buried in a glass casket, and the media propagandized everybody to try to make me look like an idiot or a maniac, and they said that I packed her in ice. Okay, but here's the letter from the funeral home that tells you exactly how the funeral went. Read that real fast. This is from Edward's funeral home in Van Buren, Arkansas.
To whom it may concern, January 5th, 1987. This letter is to testify that negative statements made by various magazines and newspapers, especially the People magazine article by Chet Flippo about the Holy Alamo Christian Church, are false. I've known Tony and Susan Alamo and the associates of the church for many years. The facilities are very nice and the people are upstanding citizens of the community and fine examples of true born-again Christians. Susan Alamo's funeral was a natural and normal funeral. The Holy Alamo Christian Church is a wholesome church. I was present at her funeral, as were hundreds of other people. The casket was a Batesville A40 18-gauge steel casket.
Steel casket, not glass. Then what?
It had no glass or windows on it. The stories about there being ice in the casket are ridiculous. Susan Alamo died on April 8, 1982 at the City of Faith Hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Her body was embalmed, prepared, and casketed before she was transported to Arkansas to our funeral home. The Edwards Centrist Funeral Homes, Inc. of Van Buren can verify that natural and standard procedures were used in preparing her body for the funeral.
So why would they tell people that I put her in ice in a glass casket, you know, like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and the prince is going to come and raise her? This is so ridiculous. Even the funeral home said it's ridiculous. Then what?
I, Bill Early, was the official representing the Edward Centris Funeral Homes at Susan Alamo's funeral. I have conducted several funerals for the foundation, and they are all first-class funerals. Tony also built a first-class marble mausoleum for Susan. William Bill Early.
Now, this man calls himself a pastor, says that I took her body out of there and hid it. Yes, I admit to that, because what happened was some people in our church, who was it?
Hodgson's.
Huh? Hodgson's. Yeah, the Hodgson's stated that they heard on a scanner police officers laughing that they were going to steal Susie's body out of the mausoleum and desecrate it. In other words, chop it to pieces and burn her body. And so I told the brothers, get her body out of there and put her somewhere. Don't tell me where it's at, because if they ask me where is it, I don't want to know. Okay, so that's the truth of that one. This guy that calls himself a pastor, and we have so much more to read on this, but, you know, and the Lord says, now go over to the scriptures about in the last days, people be lovers of themselves. Then what are they? Keep going.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers.
False accusers. All right, now those of you, you know, they're not doing these things to me, to hurt me. They're doing that to hurt you, to make you not believe what I say. They said I was carrying her body around all over the United States. What they did is they put her in a storage building, because I didn't want her to chop my wife up. Would you like the government to chop your mother up, or your father, or your wife, or your husband up? Would you like that? Well, I wouldn't like it either, and that's why I did that. That part is true, but they don't tell you the truth of why I did it. Okay, those of you that don't know the Lord, and you're sick and tired of this life, of this government that is telling you all this propaganda, if you'd like to know the Lord, He's the truth. Say this prayer, and He will save your soul. He will enter into you wash all your former sins away and make you a new creature. That even includes you, Bill Clinton, and all you government agents out there that murdered those people at Waco and destroyed the World Trade Center. That wasn't any ragheads in a cave somewhere. That was Vatican World Government. That was the people, the same people that killed the people at Waco. If anyone should be defamed, if anyone, I'm attacking the Vatican, you better believe I am, because they attacked me first. You hit me first. Now I'm getting you, you bunch of devils. So say this prayer. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved, and I thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up in praise and thank the Lord and share and tell him four ways that they can receive a copy of this tape or CD, audio tape. Go ahead.
Go to AlamoMinistries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505. Call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All of us have to lean on the everlasting arms, and here I am with the stamp saying, leaning on the Lord's everlasting arms.
Leaning on the everlasting arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine. What a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arm. I'm leaning, forever leaning. Let's one say, let's secure from all our love. I'm leaning, I'm always leaning. Oh yes, I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how sweet you are in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arm. I'm leaning, forever leaning. That's what faith and secure from our love. I'm leaning, I'm always leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arm. I have blessed peace with my Lord so dear. Leaning on the everlasting arm. I'm leaning, forever leaning. That's why I'm safe and secure from all alone. I'm leaning, I'm always leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. I'm leaning, forever leaning. That's why I'm safe and secure from our love. I'm leaning, I'm always leaning. Oh, yes, I'm leaning on the everlasting arm.